ES3-C25, VTCT, ITEC, Level 3 Certificate in ESOL International, C2, Paper B. Part 1. You have 2 minutes to read the questions to prepare for the next part. You will hear a conversation. Listen to a conversation, then select the correct answer. You will hear the conversation twice.
Hi, Olga. How are things? I haven't seen you for ages.
Oh, hi, Andy. Well, I'm really busy at the moment. I'm moving to a new flat in Horton Park.
Horton Park? You've landed on your feet there. Have you come into money or something?
I know. It's pretty upmarket, isn't it? But the flat's not as big as the one I'm currently in. It's described as cosy, but that's fine for me. I was on the verge of going to Welton, but then I saw the Horton Park place and I couldn't resist.
I know somebody at work who lives in Welton, and they say it's a bit grim.
What do you mean? I think that area is quite dynamic. Lots of young people and students. Plenty of cafes and restaurants. You know, things to do.
Hopeless if you want a bit of peace and quiet like him. He works nights, you see. He says some parts are quite scruffy too. I don't think the area is very well looked after. Anyhow, you're not going there now, are you? Is this a studio you're moving to in Horton Park?
No, it's a one-bedroom flat. Kitchen, living room and a bathroom. Hyper-modern. Video system connected to my door. There's a loft which will come in handy for storage. I've got a tiny balcony with a sensational view.
Sounds like it'll suit you. I moved a few months ago too. It was really hard work and the day we moved was catastrophic.
Why? What happened?
I'll tell you after you've moved. I don't want to give you even more stress.
Oh, no need to worry. I'm reasonably relaxed about the whole thing. It's all in hand. I've just got a few last-minute bits and pieces to do.
Well, you're more on top of things than I was then. When are you off?
Next weekend, thankfully. The sooner the better. I'll be keeping my fingers crossed and I hope it passes off smoothly. I'll message you once I'm in. And you can come over with Sandra to have a look around.
Definitely. See you soon.
Yeah. Bye, Andy.
Hi, Olga. How are things? I haven't seen you for ages.
Oh, hi, Andy. Well, I'm really busy at the moment. I'm moving to a new flat in Horton Park.
Horton Park? You've landed on your feet there. Have you come into money or something?
I know. It's pretty upmarket, isn't it? But the flat's not as big as the one I'm currently in. It's described as cosy, but that's fine for me. I was on the verge of going to Welton, but then I saw the Horton Park place and I couldn't resist.
I know somebody at work who lives in Welton, and they say it's a bit grim.
What do you mean? I think that area is quite dynamic. Lots of young people and students. Plenty of cafes and restaurants. You know, things to do.
Hopeless, if you want a bit of peace and quiet like him. He works nights, you see. He says some parts are quite scruffy too. I don't think the area is very well looked after. Anyhow, you're not going there now, are you? Is it a studio you're moving to in Horton Park?
No, it's a one-bedroom flat. Kitchen, living room and a bathroom. Hyper-modern. Video system connected to my door. There's a loft which will come in handy for storage. I've got a tiny balcony with a sensational view.
Sounds like it'll suit you. I moved a few months ago too. It was really hard work and the day we moved was catastrophic.
Why? What happened?
I'll tell you after you've moved. I don't want to give you even more stress.
Oh, no need to worry. I'm reasonably relaxed about the whole thing. It's all in hand. I've just got a few last-minute bits and pieces to do.
Well, you're more on top of things than I was, then. When are you off?
Next weekend, thankfully. The sooner the better. I'll be keeping my fingers crossed, and I hope it passes off smoothly. I'll message you once I'm in, and you can come over with Sandra to have a look around.
Definitely. See you soon.
Yeah. Bye, Andy. Part 2. You have 2 minutes to read the questions to prepare for the next part. Listen to an interview. Then select the correct answer. You will hear the interview twice.
So, today we've got an energy consultant with us, Sally Gray, who is going to be talking about solar energy. So, Sally, which countries are the top solar energy producers?
Good question. It's very hard to quantify the actual amount of solar power generation in any country at one time. Figures often don't show the true picture and account just for major producers rather than also including small-scale and dispersed solar energy, which is growing in popularity. Unsurprisingly, the larger countries such as the USA, China and India are generating the most solar power. Although some smaller European countries such as Italy, France, Germany and the UK are also in the top 10 producers of solar power.
Well, I wouldn't have thought that the UK would be capable of producing much solar power given the lack of decent light.
Actually, solar energy can still be collected during overcast days. The efficiency of the solar system does slump, though, so total potential is limited as compared to other places in the world. On the other hand, if we look at Australia, I'd argue that it's still producing relatively little of its energy through solar power, despite having the sunshine resources and infrastructure to do more.
So, what are the barriers to countries increasing their solar energy output?
Well, we've already touched upon one, lack of sunlight. Another one is that if solar energy is not used right away, it has to be stored in large batteries. They can be charged during the day so that the energy is used at night. But this can incur quite a bit of expenditure. Also, the more electricity needed, the more solar panels required. They take up a lot of room, which means some roofs just can't accommodate the number of solar panels necessary.
Well, at least they don't harm the environment.
Solar energy causes less pollution than other energy sources, but it still exists. For example, transportation and installation of solar energy systems have been associated with the emission of greenhouse gases. There are also some toxic materials and hazardous products used during the manufacturing process of solar energy systems, which can indirectly affect the environment.
So, today we've got an energy consultant with us, Sally Gray, who is going to be talking about solar energy. So, Sally, which countries are the top solar energy producers?
Good question. It's very hard to quantify the actual amount of solar power generation in any country at one time. Figures often don't show the true picture and account just for major producers rather than also including small-scale and dispersed solar energy, which is growing in popularity. Unsurprisingly, the larger countries such as the USA, China and India are generating the most solar power. Although some smaller European countries such as Italy, France, Germany and the UK are also in the top 10 producers of solar power.
Well, I wouldn't have thought that the UK would be capable of producing much solar power given the lack of decent light.
Actually, solar energy can still be collected during overcast days. The efficiency of the solar system does slump, though, so total potential is limited as compared to other places in the world. On the other hand, if we look at Australia, I'd argue that it's still producing relatively little of its energy through solar power, despite having the sunshine resources and infrastructure to do more.
So, what are the barriers to countries increasing their solar energy output?
Well, we've already touched upon one, lack of sunlight. Another one is that if solar energy is not used right away, it has to be stored in large batteries. They can be charged during the day so that the energy is used at night. But this can incur quite a bit of expenditure. Also, the more electricity needed, the more solar panels required. They take up a lot of room, which means some roofs just can't accommodate the number of solar panels necessary.
Well, at least they don't harm the environment.
Solar energy causes less pollution than other energy sources, but it still exists. For example, transportation and installation of solar energy systems have been associated with the emission of greenhouse gases. There are also some toxic materials and hazardous products used during the manufacturing process of solar energy systems, which can indirectly affect the environment. Part 3. You have 2 minutes to read the questions to prepare for the next part. Listen to a broadcast, then select the correct answer. You will hear the broadcast twice. Have you ever pondered what life is like on an International Space Station? An International Space Station never returns to Earth. So consequently, crew members are responsible for the maintenance of the station. They must monitor all the station systems, perform manual jobs, such as sanitizing the air filters, and they have to clean computer equipment. All this has to be done in zero gravity, so the instruments, apparatus, and equipment that they use to perform these jobs must be secured using magnets. Astronauts are also sometimes obliged to leave the station to do certain jobs on the exterior of it, such as try out new equipment and systems, repair materials on the satellite, and carry out experiments. Astronauts also perform scientific experiments for government agencies, private companies, and educational institutions who subsidize their activities. Their research varies from growing vegetables, purifying water, and developing vaccines to 3D printing in zero gravity. Their aim is to help humanity with their tasks on Earth and to improve the living conditions in space. The astronauts themselves are also living experiments, since zero gravity can disrupt an astronaut's health, both physically and psychologically. They all participate in medical experiments to observe the human body's reactions to being in space for long periods of time. Crew members have to exercise for at least 2 hours on a daily basis to counteract the loss of muscle and bone mass caused by living in microgravity. Their lower backs and legs begin to weaken unless they exercise regularly, so specially adapted equipment is used. A treadmill is connected to the wall, and crew members attach themselves to it with bungee cords. A stationary bicycle is also available for strengthening legs, though it has no seat. Instead, astronauts grip handles and sit up against a back pad to stay immobile. Spaceflight also decreases humans' immune systems and cardiovascular health. On Earth, humans' hearts do a lot of work to counteract gravity and move blood to the entire body. But in space, blood and water move to the upper body, which makes astronauts' faces appear puffy. In order to rest, crew members have to strap themselves down inside bags to counteract weightlessness. According to NASA, astronauts are scheduled to get 8 hours of sleep a day, but some astronauts report motion sickness or an inability to mentally turn off, and as such, they rarely get the planned amount. Have you ever pondered what life is like on an International Space Station? An International Space Station never returns to Earth. So consequently, crew members are responsible for the maintenance of the station. They must monitor all the station systems, perform manual jobs such as sanitizing the air filters, and they have to clean computer equipment. All this has to be done in zero gravity, so the instruments, apparatus and equipment that they use to perform these jobs must be secured using magnets. Astronauts are also sometimes obliged to leave the station to do certain jobs on the exterior of it, such as try out new equipment and systems, repair materials on the satellite, and carry out experiments. Astronauts also perform scientific experiments for government agencies, private companies, and educational institutions who subsidize their activities. Their research varies from growing vegetables, purifying water, and developing vaccines to 3D printing in zero gravity. Their aim is to help humanity with their tasks on Earth and to improve the living conditions in space. The astronauts themselves are also living experiments, since zero gravity can disrupt an astronaut's health, both physically and psychologically. They all participate in medical experiments to observe the human body's reactions to being in space for long periods of time. Crew members have to exercise for at least 2 hours on a daily basis to counteract the loss of muscle and bone mass caused by living in microgravity. Their lower backs and legs begin to weaken unless they exercise regularly, so specially adapted equipment is used. A treadmill is connected to the wall, and crew members attach themselves to it with bungee cords. A stationary bicycle is also available for strengthening legs, though it has no seat. Instead, astronauts grip handles and sit up against a back pad to stay immobile. Spaceflight also decreases humans' immune systems and cardiovascular health. On Earth, humans' hearts do a lot of work to counteract gravity and move blood to the entire body. But in space, blood and water move to the upper body, which makes astronauts' faces appear puffy. In order to rest, crew members have to strap themselves down inside bags to counteract weightlessness. According to NASA, astronauts are scheduled to get 8 hours of sleep a day, but some astronauts report motion sickness or an inability to mentally turn off, and as such, they rarely get the planned amount. Closing actions. This is the end of this assessment. You will now have 5 minutes to transfer your answers to the answer booklet and check that you have answered all of the questions. That is the end of this assessment.